Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
You okay? All right?
Hello.
How crucial
was that? Yeah, really good. I really liked the performance, obviously the result, the clean sheet, but especially the way individually as a team, the team has shown that they still have another step forward to make and show the resilience and the determination that is needed in these moments to step in and say, I'm here, I'm going to make myself count and I'm going to impact the team.
You spoke about the resilience there. The last few minutes of the game, they were going forward despite the fact they were really knackered and fatigued towards the end. What does that say about them finding that extra bit of energy right at the end?
You look at the amount of games that we play in the last few weeks, the type of game that we have played, and the attitude and the way they run today again, it's top, but it's within them. They want to win, they want to compete at the best, and the effort is unquestionable. And the results, that's something else, but I'm really happy, especially for the approach and the mentality of the team.
James, ESPN,
can you just talk us through in a bit of detail what it's like to get back early out of Thursday morning, having gone out of Europe, trying to lift the players, and then come here, just what those sort of few hours are like that you have to try and turn it around and come here?
Yeah, we stayed in Munich. I think we had an hour or 2 hours of sleep. Wake up, start to talk about Wolves Festival, and then about, okay, what the players need, how we're going to get into this game in the best mental, physical condition, and prepared to understand what we have to win the game to beat them. And the boys were unbelievable. The staff is unbelievable. It's a joy to work with them. And yeah, we realized that we want to be involved in big competition, fighting for the Champions League, fighting for the Premier League with the level that it requires. You have to do something special, and you have to be something special and determined, and you're going to have that love to compete and expose yourself when it's needed to get the outcome that you want. And I thought the boys did that really well today.
Were you tempted to make more than three changes?
Obviously, we thought a lot about possibilities, about as well the way that we had to manage the game in relation to the score, to the state, to what they were proposing as well, and we had many options to do that. But I think overall, the ones that I played did really well. I think the sub made the impact that that we wanted as well, so really pleased. Unfortunately, we cannot use all the players, that they deserve more minutes, but that's always the same thing.
Mikel, you probably won't have heard, because you would have been preparing for the game, but Pep Guardiola has obviously he's very, very annoyed at the fact that his team were forced to play a semi-final today after the Champions League game. Do you think it's fair? I mean, obviously you weren't playing the semi-final and you were playing 2 hours afterwards, but you've had to do the same thing, and then you've got another game on Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's not about us, about Pep or myself. It's about the well-being of the players, guys. And especially when you compete in European competition, everything has to be competing in the same way. You cannot have a team that hasn't played for 7 days or 3 days before and has more recovery time, and then you have to play in the Premier League or the FA Cup. It is not right. You look at any angle, it's not right. And you want to protect, and you always talk about the players and the protagonists. Let's protect them, guys, and let's think about them and do everything that we can to give them the maximum time so they can recover and they can perform and maintain the show that they put in every week.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
You've been in this league for a long time, so to have 6 clean sheets in a row away from home, how difficult is that to achieve for any club?
Well, very difficult. I don't know when is the last time that it was done, but I imagine that not recently, because it's extremely difficult to do that. By credit to the boys for the level of organization, for the understanding, and especially for the love that they show defending and the platform that it gives to the team to win football matches.
Do you think they're a sort of team that take particular pride in the clean sheet now?
They do, yeah. For the pride in the win, for everything. As a team, you want to be as difficult as possible to beat for the opponent, and I think we've done that today. We conceded a chance, a poor chance, in an individual error, but other than that, I think that the team did really well again.
Thank you.
We're going fine, need to hit it.
I'm with Carl. Hi. First half, David Raya pulls out that save. Well, the ball ricochets off and hits the goal frame. First, what did you make of that save? How crucial was it?
Very, because we didn't concede anything up to that point, and we had some very open situations to score goals, and we didn't, and that would have changed the course of the game for sure. But David was outstanding in that moment to make the save that we needed, and then yeah, we took advantage. I think the timing of the first goal was really helpful as well, and really happy.
Has he become a goalkeeper you can obviously now count on and is able to make these crucial saves when?
I think he's been very, very consistent throughout the whole season, and obviously the numbers that we have are. A proof of that.
So I think it's one from Nick at the back, sorry.
Hi.
Say something on Leandro Trossard, because when he came in, that transfer window looked like Woodruff was in the reckoning as well. He's made a huge impact.
Yeah.
Can you just say what impact he has made for you?
He's a little magician that he can score with any surface. He's a big threat. So composed, so cool. He can play in different position. Just a joy to have him in the team.
Okay,
cool.
Good evening.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.